The pay gap that's said to unfairly discriminate against women does not exist, but there are many people that will tell you it does. Harriet Harman, the UK's Minister for Women, regularly lies about the pay gap.
Men who work full-time still earn 40% more per hour than women who work part-time.
And in his presidential campaign, John Kerry also lied about the pay gap.
We also need to hold on to equal pay. Women work for 76 cents on the dollar for the same work that men do. That's not right in America.
I think it's always going to be a big problem because, apart from anything else, women mostly have to work part-time. I mean, let's be realistic about what women can put into the workforce. Those women that want to have children and want to at least be at home with their children some of the time will never be able to have the earning capacity. Where you look at single women and married men, they do work at parity, they do get paid equally. But it's where women are having children.
The reason that Kerry lied is for the same reason that Harman lies. It's for the female vote.
Traditionally, women lean more towards Democratic candidates by about 10%. But last month's polls showed that lead was slipping.
Tell women they're paid less than men for doing the same work, and they'll vote for you. It doesn't matter if it's true or not.
The female vote tends to be the moving vote. When you go back past previous elections, the male vote tends to stay fairly static. The female vote is the one that shifts. So if they can shift that female vote into their camp, then it means giving them whatever it is they need to give them to keep them there, then that's what they'll do. It's only politics.
What the pay gap actually describes is a difference in the choices that men and women make, and also their different abilities.
Well, women earn less because they choose easier jobs, is what it boils down to. Should a man who can carry two bricks in his wheelbarrow be paid the same as a woman who can only carry one brick? Now, what's the answer to that question? If a man can carry two bricks, then during the course of the day, he will do twice as much work as the woman who can only carry one brick. Therefore, the man might argue, well, I should be paid twice as much as the woman. The woman will say, no, that's not fair because I'm not physically able to carry two bricks. And after all, I've done the same amount of work. My point is that if the man was to be paid twice as much as the woman would object. And she would have some justification for making that objection. On the other hand, if they were both paid the same amount, the woman would be happy, but the man is then entitled to saying, I'm doing twice the amount of work. My point is, there is no solution. There is no amount of money where people wouldn't say, that's not fair. It's a question of balance. But there's nowhere to put the balance. There's nowhere to draw the line, which would be agreed upon by everyone.
My wife, if you were to put us both out to work again now, I would probably look for work that was probably fairly demanding. I'd probably look for project work where you get stuck in, and I would earn a lot of money. My wife would be very happy to just get herself a little quiet office job or work down in one of those shops down there, because that's what will keep her happy. So therefore, I would always end up earning probably twice what my wife ever earned. My younger brother, he works in the city. He's on about $100,000 a year because he likes that type of world. His wife is a teacher, so she's on $30,000. He's on $100,000. Is that discrimination? No. His daughter thought, I'm going to work in the city like Dad. So she went up the city. She hated it. So she's out. She's teaching like Mum.
What aggravates me is that a man who works in a sewer or does a more difficult job will get paid more money, hopefully, than a woman who does an easy and flexible job. And the problem arises when the woman then starts complaining, or women then start complaining, that because they've chosen the easier jobs and getting paid less, that it isn't fair in some way. For example, I think something like 80-90% of the degrees in engineering go to men, whereas women tend to choose the more liberal studies. Well, the consequence is that men end up with higher paying jobs because they're doing jobs that are in greater demand and happen to pay more. Women could also do those jobs, but they choose not to do so. And yet they're forever complaining that they get paid less than men, but it is their choices that has resulted in that.
An illustration of the choices that people make is when Canada tried to introduce comparable worth into all government jobs in the 1990s. Feminists complained that male construction workers were being paid a lot more than female office cleaners, but these jobs were classed by the Canadian government as being the same level of manual labour, and so they set a policy for all government contracts that cleaners should be paid the same as construction workers. What happened? Men saw that they could get the same money cleaning an office as they could breaking their backs in the streets in all weathers, and so they applied to become cleaners. In their hundreds. Women didn't become construction workers, however, because they didn't want to and couldn't do the work if they did.
If women don't want to, you know, be working sort of waist deep in mud or getting their nails broken by bricks and things like that, why should they go into the construction industry?
As a result, there was suddenly a huge shortage of construction workers and a huge surplus of office cleaners. Therefore, due to basic market forces, the salaries for construction workers went up and the salaries for cleaners went down. And so men went back to construction. That plan to tackle the pay gap has been quietly shelved by Canada. Men tend to earn more than women for various reasons, all painfully obvious when you stop to think about it.
Workers put in grueling 12-hour shifts for 2 weeks straight.
Women don't want to do that sort of job. They want nice jobs, easy jobs, pleasant jobs.
Every job here holds hidden dangers. Crushed hands, broken bones, and even death.
Even when men and women have the same job title, they don't necessarily do the same work.
Miss Villalba's pay in 2002 was around $500,000, at least 50% less than male colleagues doing the same work.
Men will typically work more intensively, for more hours, do more overtime and make more of a sacrifice for the job.
I mean, I worked in manufacturing for years, so I used to have access to all the CBI reports on earnings in factories. And men always earned more than women. And I'm talking about after equal pay came in, not before that. And the reason they earned more than women, because it was piecework. So what you produced, you got paid. And if you produced more, you got paid more. And the men always produced more than women. And that was a fact of life. And I remember one of my old aunties, I told her that, she went rabid. I didn't know, she was a lifelong feminist. She said, you can't say that. I said, well, sorry, but it's fact. I said, it's not my thinking. I said, I only work on what I see, on facts. I said, and our facts that was throughout the whole company, whether it didn't matter whether it's cutting, closing or making departments, I said, men on piecework always work harder than women. It's just a fact, so that's why they earn more. So in the Minehead factory, where nobody worked that hard, blokes used to earn 200 a week and the women earn 150 on average, because the men produce a third more than the women. If you put a bloke in the stitching room, it clears so many tickets of work a day, and the women are closed and they turn out less. And it was nothing to do with strength, it was just what effort you put into it.
As long as the obligations that men have in the world make them more motivated to earn more money, they're always going to choose the jobs that pay more. These jobs are generally harder, more dangerous and more unpleasant, but men will do them for the payment.
The risks are high, but so is the money. Salaries up to $100,000 for 6 months' work. They earn every penny.
Women don't have this pressure to earn, because to this day, society does not expect them to support a family.
To the extent that women are looking for high-status men, you'd expect men to be highly motivated to compete with one another for status, for example, whereas you wouldn't expect that same kind of motivation amongst women, because men aren't choosing women on that basis. They prefer men who have more status and resources than they do. Once upon a time, this was thought that the only reason women go for men with money is because, for various reasons, women don't have money of their own, so they were forced to. But it turns out that even when women are financially independent, they're still looking for males who have more money than they do. A man that loses the competition might end up with nothing or dead. A woman that loses the competition might end up with the beta male instead, or the Delta or the Epsilon, or you expect men to be more competitive, more aggressive, more status seeking, and also more risk taking in pursuit of those kinds of prizes.
I see my children go to school and that sort of things, and that's important for me. Not just weekends, huh? And so I'm 2 weeks off, but then after that I'm 2 weeks full-time daddy. and it's very nice.
That's why women get to choose easier work with less pay, because there's generally a man supporting her by doing harder work with higher pay. She is not oppressed. He is.